Masks and Armors. Joke: marionettes, painted in 1914, marks a turning point that leads Cossarotti to create a series of paintings that were later defined as artificial still lifes. In this kind of pure painting, with a strong programmatic value, the artist definitively left behind the realism, symbolism, and decorative virtuosity that had characterized his earlier work. This peculiar painting, characterized by the bold violence of colors, addresses the theme of puppets, a subject present in the literature and art of those years, as seen in the work of the Futurist De Paro and in the extravagant costumes designed by Picasso for the celebrated ballet parade. Toys, one of the few paintings completed during the years of the Great War, evokes an innocent nativity scene with houses, toy soldiers, and animals that seem to slide across the inclined plane of the striped tablecloth. The work has been interpreted as an ironic allusion to the war. The series of artificial still lifes culminates in 1919 with the extraordinary shooting gallery. Due to its unusual nature, it sparked considerable controversy, with its author accused of being a futurist. The painting depicts the interior of a shooting gallery, meticulously analyzed in every detail, such as the tilting cutouts, doves, chalk pipes, and eggshells hanging by a thread. Eggs would later become a dominant motif in his painting. Masks follows a more traditional approach. It is a metaphysical still life set in the artist's studio, where the space is occupied by the headless torso of the plaster cast of the so-called Venus of Cirene, discovered in Libya in 1913, and immediately becoming famous. The masks, with their grotesque features, allude to the mirroring between art and life, a theme also explored in the dramaturgy of Pirandello. The presence of the helmet recalls the armor that dominates the contemporary, the woman and the armor, where the nude of the ancient Venus is replaced by that of a model unclosed in her solitude and absorbed in silence.